Hey everyone, welcome to the Track Limits podcast. Hope you all had a wonderful off season. We are here with the very first episode of season two.
Let's go!
We're back, baby.
We're back. How's everyone doing?
Love and life. Let's go.
Can't wait.
Recovering.
What an off season.
It was our on season.
I know.
Like, we've never been
so
more
off
on.
About it. Like, there was so much going on.
Let's go, go, go.
There was too much that happened. I don't even know where we start. I think we should probably break down for people that have now come back to the F1 news. What happened in the last 3-4 weeks?
I mean, what hasn't happened? Wait, are we talking about us or what in like the silly season?
Let's talk about silly season first, and then we can talk about us later.
Okay. This is a lot to unpack.
What kind of stood out for you, though?
Are you joking? My wet dream?
Oh, Lord.
Where was I? Like, are you joking? Lewis Hamilton going to Ferrari? Like, as a Ferrari fan, are you like, that's been my dream come true.
Where were you when you found out?
We were all together. Do you remember? We were in a van going to
We were in the train.
That was when I was commenting like, oh, this is BS. Yeah. Da, da, da. But then we were in the van, the taxi van, going to the Williams factory for a very special guest episode.
You'll find it too.
Oh, man. That was hilarious. That was a lot.
I know we were setting up cameras when we found out that he had inked the deal. Yeah. And we were like, no way. It didn't feel real.
Everyone reported.
Because like I wasn't with you for that trip. I was back at home. And I remember I woke up and I didn't have Wi-Fi.
I was texting you.
You text me. And then I got Wi-Fi. And you were like, Lewis is going to Ferrari. And I was like, nah, rumors. And then you messaged me being like, time to buy new merch. And I was like, it's just a rumor. And you were like, you were all saying, nah. And then like an hour later, I started looking at Sky Sports through doing the presentation. I was like, okay, damn. Like, out of nowhere.
I need the official report.
It's not happening. And then I seen the Sky Sports presentation. I seen something else. And then I was like, oh, wow, it's happening.
We have too much Mercedes merch now that we have to give away. If anyone wants to buy some from us.
Wow.
I mean, George Russell.
How loyal. How loyal of you guys.
It goes to show, though, like, Russell kind of, he's a bit annoying. He is, like.
Wait, what was that?
I don't want to
say it louder for the mic.
But
remember when we were saying his like main character energy? Now he really gets to embody that main character energy next in 2025.
Who's going to get that second seat though? That's a crazy one.
There's a lot actually on the roster.
There are a lot of options. There's Kimi,
Fernando,
Anatelli, who's like the hyped up junior going into F2. There is, who else? Mick Schumacher.
Esteban Ocon.
Esteban's on the carriage?
Oh, yeah. He's still there. Not technically, they're... Junior driver?
Not a chance. He's part of their junior cat.
Isn't Alonso having chats?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Flavio, his manager.
Yeah. Frederick Vesti.
I'd love to see Albon in there. Because he's still with Mercedes.
No.
And anyone deserves it, Albon would.
Albon?
Yeah, he's not with Mercedes.
Not anymore.
No, he still has a contract somehow with Mercedes.
He's part of Williams.
I guess Williams
are related because of the Mercedes engine.
Yeah.
Okay, it's back channel.
Yeah. But I don't think James is going to want to let that go.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Maybe.
That's what I mean. Like, nothing. He owes nothing to Mercedes.
You don't think Mercedes could strong arm him?
For what? How? Oh, like with money. Yeah, probably. A crazy amount of money.
Like, if they wanted Albon. Then who was the other one? Carlos Sainz, was it?
A switcheroo? I don't think so.
That didn't feel right.
No. Especially with the age that Carlos is in.
I do think Kimi is
in his 30s. Spring chicken. No?
I do think Kimi is the best option.
Early 30s.
Spring chicken.
Yeah.
Literally, not you being an ageist.
No, I meant in terms of performance. Would I take a Kimi over Carlos? Probably. If he performs in F2.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, I saw this graphic on social media that summarized literally everything.
Oh.
Hamilton moved to Ferrari with number one. Then we had the Andretti bid that got rejected.
Yes.
Oh, that was a disappointment.
Tragic.
This was a whole ploy that F1 dropped. The Ferrari news or Hamilton news.
Right after?
Yeah. It was the next day.
Oh, was it?
It was literally.
Well, I forgot about that very quickly.
Yeah.
You don't remember Andretti.
Yeah.
That's a shit show.
Like in like pop culture, most people, like if they're going to have divorces, breakups, whatever, they do it like when shit's about to get real, like whether it be like big events coming up or whatever, because then it could just like be hidden
under the rug.
Yeah, so this is the big moment.
Yeah,
and then a friend of the pod, Gunter Steiner, had to step down, which is very sad. Hopefully he goes somewhere else. I don't think he'll go in as a team principal though. No. Apparently he might go in as like a senior executive advisor somewhere else.
That would be dope.
Maybe go to see Red Bull. No,
can you imagine?
We'll take him.
Yeah. He worked at Red Bull before.
Oh yeah, early days. For many years. Yeah.
There might be a seat open.
Oh, well, that was number four.
Yeah.
Teddy, I'm curious what you think as a staunch Red Bull fan.
You know what?
What?
I wouldn't mind if he left Red Bull.
No.
Look, I know how iconic he is to Red Bull. He built that team from scratch 15, 16 years ago.
We're talking about Adrian Newey.
Yeah. Both. They come together. Yeah. They're a package, right?
Adrian Newey's retiring.
Exactly.
He's calling it quits.
Yeah. But we have to take what he did serious at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I hope the investigation's thorough and they find a conclusion that satisfies both parties. We don't even know who the other party is, but at the end of the day, I think Red Bull's strong, whether his leadership is gone. I feel like he's built a team around him of leaders that any of them can replace. Might take a few years, don't get me wrong, but I feel like they would still be on top. So I'm not complaining. As long as you got Max with you, there's nothing that Red Bull can't achieve.
Yeah, I think
so. For a summary, though, sorry to cut you off. Yeah. For a summary, are we believing the rumors and are we believing he's going to be gone?
I was just going to say, like, the allegations seem really serious and, like, quite, like, founded. Like, I think there's, like, grounds for these allegations. Oh, yeah. I haven't heard, but the timing is very sus.
Why is the timing sus? Why am I not getting here?
I just think there's just more to this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Behind the scenes than we're being led on.
A lot of politics.
Yeah, a lot of politicking.
It could be internal, right? People are saying maybe, you know,
he wanted to push him out for whatever reason.
The head Red Bull office, now that Dietrich is in there, maybe they want
more control.
Right. But I do agree. Like, I hope they do a thorough process, but it has been a lot of speculation online.
Yeah.
Like, way too much. So I'm
excited. Every day there's something
every day. I literally don't even know at this point what to believe and what not to believe. Yeah, so I'm just hoping this process is done properly and then the facts come out.
Yeah. And funny enough, during the launch day, we were present and some jokes were said.
Yeah.
During the live
stream. Can you share
that
those
was
jokes?
Cut off from the live stream. So
no.
Who made these jokes?
The show, like the presenters made a joke about him and DC when they got their first win back in 05 and him jumping in the pool naked. And one of the presenters decided to say, well, we see that again. And the whole place just went silent.
That must have been an awkward moment.
Yeah. Can you imagine he was like, yeah, absolutely.
He gave a very political answer, which was like, this will never happen. Yeah. I've aged out and I'm proud of I'm proud
He's
of
like,
the team.
That was me 10, 15 years ago. I was only like
But that was bold. That was bold for them to make that joke in the time we're in. Yeah, speaking, but again, he's still walking with confidence.
Well, that's the thing.
Well, like, I watched the launch or like the I was at work, stream, so I couldn't. I watched the snippets back. I'm like, like he's the his commentary and the way he's speaking is very much with him being part of the Red Bull team and having a like this is nothing. And I'm like, if you're, I don't know, I guess.
But it's weird because if you don't show face, you're guilty. If you show face and have a proud stature, then hey, maybe it's all rumor. Like you can't hide. If you
but
hide,
then when you hear that there was like payments,
We don't know that.
Allegations of some payments and stuff. I just could. When you're a man of that, I guess. I mean, like any other like sexual or like any of these type of allegations, like it's so baffling to me when you're a person, not even a man, just a person of that much power. You can't be so callous. You can't like how can you be this irresponsible and just like abuse your like, hopefully that's not the case. And I hope for everybody to be, not in this situation, but it's just crazy and mind-boggling to me.
Well, Henny and I were also saying it's mind-boggling that he has literally a Spice Girl as his wife.
I mean,
and he, like, I don't know, get alleged, but like, why would you do that?
Hey, Beyonce and Jay-Z?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Fair enough.
Listen, men are dogs.
But also, out of the Red Bull
and
team.
And now the comments are with all
Lord. I'm sorry, I love y'all, but.
But it's also crazy. We always thought it'd be Marco getting canceled for doing something random, not like Christian.
Yeah. Or it could be Helmut that planted it.
Who knows? Joss? I don't know.
Okay, next.
Well, we were at the steak launch, and it was funny that the day after, a big report went out that apparently Sauber cannot be called steak.
Yeah.
And because apparently in Switzerland, they banned online gambling and online casinos.
Yeah.
And they're obviously a Swiss company. So that's a bit awkward.
You know what? I didn't understand with that was that there was always going to be cases where they couldn't be called stake because there are other jurisdictions where they don't allow gambling. And so, like, I was like, oh, why is this big news? So I thought they had already dealt
kick,
with.
They'd be
yeah.
called kick.
Yeah, kick.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now it's officially Sauber?
So on the website, it's a Sauber Kick F1 team.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what they're going with, but still a better name than V-Carb.
Because it's not like they can go and move their headquarters somewhere else. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Sauber.
But it's just, it's in the name. They're just using one like format of the name versus another one. Like,
yeah. It's probably because they wrote a big check. Sauber. So
they're like, well, the same.
Yeah.
Not the same. They're owned by the same company.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stake is like the streaming platform, and Stake is like the online casino. But they feed to each other.
But
they would at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, they still want Stake to be the name that people recognize more than Kick.
Yeah,
but I think you know how like back in the day there was like this conspiracy that people at Starbucks were like purposely mistaking people's names so that people could post about it and whatever. So like this is like maybe a sign of like their own guerrilla marketing where more people were talk about the controversy about it not being called Stake and therefore subliminally talking.
I don't think it's good news for them. But to be fair, I actually agree with that, by the way, on the Visa Cash App side. Like they got way more news and impressions with that name than any other generic name. The fact we don't even know what RB stands for, like they haven't come out to say it's Racing Bulls.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Marketing genius.
Genius.
Almost like Sarah V.
Aha.
Michael Sarah.
Oh, I was like, wait, what? That Sarah V was part of like...
I've seen Sarah V everywhere now, and I just keep being like, Michael Sarah. Sarah? Michael Sarah. Michael.
Well done. One of the best campaigns.
Yeah, but what else kind of struck us in the offseason? I mean, obviously a lot of kind of news about drivers re-signing, Lando re-signed, Charles re-signed. Obviously, a lot of them haven't re-signed yet, but...
I got to say, McLaren.
Yeah.
They came out bold this year, just taking every content away. They're going dark. They're saying whatever it takes, which means what? Is everyone just going to cheat?
The partnerships. You seen like the millionth partnership?
Like, which is another discussion. Yeah. It's like, when is enough enough?
Yeah.
When a brand is like, okay, well, now I'm competing with 60 other sponsors on a car or even just on a team. Yeah. Where's my brand recognition? Like I would personally go with someone like Williams or someone that is coming on up that's going to get TV sites. They're going to get more attraction, more attention. But I don't know. Yeah. There's something about McLaren that everyone's
running
to. It must
be that orange pops for your logo in the background. Mm. You can see it a little bit better.
I mean, if like sponsors are also listening, like I would totally bet my money on like an up and coming podcast like us.
Good point. Yeah. Good point.
I don't know about that.
Good point. Just mention the logo right there.
Yeah. Just flashing. Yeah.
Like honestly.
But you did actually ask that question to someone at McLaren.
I did.
Which is
cool
upcoming episode.
Yeah.
Wow, we plug way too much.
Okay, so like let's talk a little bit about then like our off season because that was, as I was saying, this is the most on season of our season, right? So we were doing a lot more and we traveled everywhere and did a lot of things, talked to a lot of really cool and interesting people. Like what was, let's talk about that a little bit.
It was a month and a half? Five to 6 weeks. And we recorded 23 episodes.
Good going.
It's pretty insane. We're excited now to edit those and get them out.
Are we though?
Nearer in the back there. But no, I thought it was fun. And I think the conversations this time around were different in two ways. Like I thought I think we went a bit deeper with our guests. I think we like stayed away even from looking at questions, which by the way, great job. But to be fair, like we also listened.
Useless.
Unbelievable.
Basically.
Unbelievable. Mikey did all the research and did a great
with
job
help.
Throughout. But we listened to what people were saying and we responded to that and went deeper, which I thought was great. And then the second thing is I think we were like more fun. I don't know. I thought we were chill.
Didn't need to come out that way.
I mean, I felt great. I felt like we were flowing.
Yeah, I think so too.
It was giving good energy.
It was giving a new era.
Oh Lord.
It was giving a new season.
Don't listen to
the Lulu.
Wow, you're using those terms too.
I know,
now.
So she's got me brainwashed.
I'm not even,
bro.
Yeah,
not even close.
So he's representative of our, you know, our older demographic.
Oh, wow, we're just like we haven't even started and we're just shots fired. No problem. I'll take the same energy throughout the season.
So what person?
You let him know.
Yeah. The other person is, it's 41.
Is on the way out. Yeah. To clarify, I'm not 41.
But like, there's nothing wrong.
Okay, maybe I look 41.
No. You look like you're 20.
You basically look like you're like just coming of age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swish hasn't hit puberty, but like that's okay.
The beard.
Like I said, we're hitting all age group ranges.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. 100%.
Check.
What were some of your favorite moments, Annie?
Favorite moments? Silverstone was really dope.
Yep.
Seeing the track that empty and then visualizing how full it gets and seeing the cars in your mind was just epic.
And you were at the BRDC, the British Drivers Club.
I mean, the fact that was awesome because we were able to see every model car that pretty much ever existed in that building.
Oh, wow.
There's small cars and it goes across the whole wall.
It's a budget, like, are they like, they got money?
money. Yeah. Money. That was really dope. Where else was good?
Seeing the Williams factory, that's like historic in itself. Yeah. There's a lot of history out there.
There was all a car with six wheels.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. I don't remember what it was.
Back in that era, I can't remember the era as well, but there was no real cap on getting creative.
Yeah.
So you no could rigs, engineer no. as much as you wanted.
Yeah.
And it was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy. I'm like, wait, what? Six? Mm. Imagine like the pit stops.
Yeah.
I think the logic behind it would be more grip, but it didn't turn out. There
was
still mid-pack.
Was it just Williams that did it? Or other?
No,
other
I think there was another one. Yeah. Don't quote me on anything, but I think it was like a Lotus car. They had sides. They had its skirts on the sides.
Yes. So the black and yellow.
It sucked the air more along. And then that was one that I got rid of. But even in modern eras, you see the Mercedes with the, what was it when they pushed
DAS?
The DAS? System.
Oh, party mode?
Yeah. Just like, there's always little loopholes. Back then, there was no regulations. Just go crazy.
I mean, leave it to Mercedes with these loopholes.
This year?
Even this year with their front wing.
Oh yeah, what the hell is with that front wing? I don't get it. Can it fold up and down at its own, like at a bottom?
And it's not connected to the nose.
Yeah.
So there's way more air can go through.
In. Yeah. Okay, it's gonna get bad.
Can we talk about the new Red Bull car and like the zero side pod? So like, are we like,
I love it.
Was there a mistake? Mercedes were onto something, but they just missed something. And Adrian Newey is like, I
probably
can fix this.
I mean, there was, I think it was in 2022. I don't know what grid he was standing at when he was
Japan.
Was it Japan when he was
studying
looking,
that
looking, taking notes down? I think that was the moment. He's like, they have something, and I can make it 10 times better and make it the best rocket ship ever.
Imagine if it's a flop.
I don't think so, man. The way he's walking even during the whole launch,
he just has
you can
a
just
pep
tell.
In his stuff.
Like, he was literally walking around with Checo and Max when they revealed the car, and he was, like, pinpointing exactly where they're going to get
was
performance.
Showing
them, he was literally showing them where they're going to excel.
He was like, yeah, there's no air going in there because there's nothing for air to go. You can, if that car is bad, the first thing Max is going to be like is, where's the side pod? Where's
the side pod? Bring it back.
But, like, the funny thing is, like, even the engine cover they took from Ferrari with the humps.
Yep. Yes.
So they're taking parts where the other teams were like, well, no, let's copy RB19.
Yeah.
Newey's like, wait. I found parts where it's perfect in other cars. Let me bring that together and build another car.
I wonder, will it be slightly different for pre-season testing now in Bahrain? Like, will they?
They're not going to run the zero side pod entirely.
No, they said by Japan. They should bring it forward.
Okay.
But they still have the vertical inlets. And then they'll have the engine covers like any.
Oh, maybe
that
that's what I saw.
Crazy.
By Japan. Okay, maybe I saw.
By Japan, they didn't do it.
There's a few new things that was brought in. At least with some teams, they decided to put a lick of paint in the car, and then other teams just got scared of coloring things. Like Alpine, that was a butcher of a job.
I mean, they actually put the most color, I think.
Yeah. Alpine?
To other cars?
No, no.
McLaren would put so
Alpine
little
Alpine did a pinstripe. A pinstripe of blue and a pinstripe of pink.
Oh, actually, I didn't like Alpine.
Yeah, no. They did this tease of like a camo pink, and I was like, oh, that's going
to
be crazy.
It's crazy to think that all those teams that didn't use the most paint are the teams that have lacking in any innovation. Like they're kind of stuck in terms of their innovation that they have to shed weight using paint.
And it's also worth noting the two teams that won a race last year had the most like paint on their car, Ferrari and Red Bull.
But Red Bull, I guess it is paint. It's just
it's literally full on paint.
There should be a rule that you have to use a certain square footage of your car.
I think there is. It's just so set at a minimum bit, like base.
Yeah, you gotta like raise that up, but maybe.
Maybe.
The Mercedes, though, looks fire. But it is an interesting, like, I read a online, it was like, it's a metaphor for the team, because it's like kind of between past and present now, and you're
transitioning. It's the love child of torture, like.
Yeah.
it better be good.
That's a line.
A love child of torture. I love that.
Wow.
Okay, that's the caption for this.
You come up with some good stuff. I remember the first interview in season one that Mikey was with us for. He said, Adrian Newey has a wind tunnel in his head.
Oh, yeah, that man's
that
a genius.
Still sticks to my head to this very day. Okay, oh, that needs to be a t-shirt.
Iconic, yeah.
I do always come up with a lot of shite.
there's nuggets
of gold in there somewhere.
For every, like, nine things, you have, like, one.
Nine? You're being so generous now. You're trying to be nice now.
Okay, for every 10, you have one.
Let's hear your predictions, though, Mikey. Let's see if you were shite about that.
I'll be honest. I think I've got some solid,
okay.
No BS predictions locked in. And now I do wanna pitch a game that, like, for every prediction we get right, we score a pint.
Okay.
So let's say for me, I put down Max Verstappen as number one. If that does come true, and even for you guys, if it comes true, we get a pint.
No, okay. I feel like the first place should be like 5 points. And then
it's too complicated.
That's a given. We all know Max is gonna win first place.
Sorry, okay, fine. First place then
one. Five.
Yeah.
I think just one, it's easy. Yeah. And then it's like we can either do a rule, the winner gets X, or the winner tells the loser there's a certain punishment. And we have to do that punishment. Whether it be a dare on here, or like one of those sour candy
things. Skydiving.
No.
We're not doing that.
No.
Also, we don't have the budget for that. So let's be realistic.
Absolutely not.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Okay, predictions I had Max Verstappen as number one, which I do believe will come true.
Good.
Lando second place. I think if McLaren keep making the strides they were, Lando's gonna be right there.
Yep.
Lewis in third.
Mm. No way. No.
And like me,
I wish.
The Lulu. Yeah.
I wish.
Maybe I am. But we don't know. It's a new character.
I mean, yeah, but like
he's
half
leaving.
The season. Yeah. Post summer break.
Let me be with
he
my
no priority.
Don't worry. We're coming up next. So don't worry. Keep going.
Do you know what? I never put that in. Yeah. He's gonna get no priority.
Yeah. No priority.
And Russell will bully him off the track. Yeah. Okay, whatever. And then Sergio is fourth. People give Sergio a lot of crap. Even if he performs like he did last year, that car is still going to be there.
I think he's going to get Nick DeVries and get knocked out.
I think he'll get booted out halfway too.
Liam Lawson.
I think they'll put in Daniel Ricciardo at some point, and then they'll put Liam Lawson into the AT.
Yep.
Or whatever you call it.
We'll come to you in a minute. And then... let's just nitpick everything Mike has to say about his picks. And then Charles Leclerc. So recap. Max, Lando, Lewis, Sergio, and then Charles for fifth.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to put Sainz in there, but
I know.
I feel like Ferrari are going to give him ass treatment this year.
Same as Lewis. I actually never put
two and two together. That's my flaw.
Or like, I hope not, but that's, I think, what's going to happen.
Okay, your time to shine.
I seem pretty similar on yours, you know. I did Max for number one.
Memorized?
Oh, yeah. It's in my heart. Max is number one, Lando number two. I put Oscar number three because I really like Oscar, and I don't know. I agree on the race pace potentially not being there, but, you know, season two, qualifying pace is always there if the car is good enough, and if he's able to keep up close with Lando, maybe.
That'd be amazing for second year as a rookie.
Oh, yeah. That'd be
awesome. He's not a rookie anymore.
Do you hear what he said about how somebody asked him, like, would it be cool to see Lewis have his eighth like world championship? He's like, no, what would be a better story is if Oscar Piastri wins his first.
That was a good answer.
I was like, oh, that's amazing.
So here was number three, number four is Lewis, and then number five is Charles. So I did not put Sergio in my top five, and again, you know, if he stays to the very end of the season, then fine. I think he'll definitely be top three. I just don't personally believe that.
It's really as if, like, you and I talked about this beforehand, because I really did think the same thing. I'm like, I really don't think Checo's going to be in the holes. I hope for him, but I don't think he's going to be there the whole season. So I put Max in first. I mean, Charles Leclerc, like, I am maybe delusional, but I'm hoping a better season for him.
Okay.
There's no reason. Yeah, it has to.
So he's second?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Lando, Oscar, and Lewis. Because I think Lewis, despite anything, he just still, like, drives the bleep out of the car.
Yeah.
So you've Oscar in good regards there as well.
Yeah, I think so. I feel like the
momentum.
The momentum of McLaren before the end of the last year, as well as just what I'm seeing now. If Lando, like, they were pretty neck, like maybe the race pace wasn't there all the time, but they were neck and neck.
And if anything, I think Lando, not to cut you off, is that she's sometimes bad in qualifying.
Yes.
Kind of makes mistakes, offsets, right?
And makes mistakes under pressure. Yeah. And
he doesn't
so
handle the pressure great.
Yeah. But then in the races, he's
locked in. Yeah. Like, yeah.
He's overtaking Oscar. Like almost every race.
He's much faster.
Yeah. But then this is also second year for Oscar. So there's a lot more confidence. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more feeling of settlement.
Like, knows the track.
Knows the track, knows his team. It's just, I think this is where we could see him shine. So I hope.
I do love Oscar's composure, and I didn't even see that interview. But the fact that he wants to say, no, it wouldn't be great to see Lewis win. It'd be great to see me win.
Yeah.
Like, he has the confidence. He doesn't show it often, but he's like, he doesn't say much, but it'd be sick to see him do well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Imagine if he was like, I'd love to see Lando win. Just like,
got him. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Nah, team dynamics, snip, gone.
Henny, what did you have for us? 1-2 Red Bull?
No, I didn't. I had Max. I had Charles because I think he has a point to prove.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the engines have been capped, so there's not much innovation that can happen there. Feel like that car looks scary.
It looks good.
It looks good. It looks scary.
The Ferrari?
Yeah, it looks scary.
But it's Charles' last year to kind of get that priority.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. And again, for I think qualifying, everything, he's going to get priority. He's the one staying. Carlos is not. So whether it's qualifying, that's where a lot of his mishaps, even the previous years, was qualifying.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's like Q3, he's getting starting super late, or just mistakes that were happening.
He was as well.
Now it's like, okay, well, his full focus is on him.
Pause. The Ferrari team.
Oh, yeah. The pit stop they showed was so embarrassing. The front left,
seconds.
The literal front left was slow.
If that's the best take they got out of that shoot, Ferrari got problems coming into
May
this
just
test.
Animate the video next time.
Make it fast.
Isn't there AI for this?
They actually apologized for once.
Oh, did they apologize?
They made like kind of like...
what was it? The admin fell asleep or something?
Yeah.
Like that?
Maybe they did that again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was a marketing ploy. And then in third, I have Checo. I'm still confident that the only issue he had last year was not only confidence, it was just his qualifying.
Yeah.
If he starts top five every race, he's going to either finish in podium or high points.
Agreed.
For him to be in that P3, even
P2. I just don't think he handles the pressure well.
That's the thing. I don't think this year he has a lot of pressure.
Really?
No, it's like the other way. Last year he had a lot more pressure because he had to finish in P2.
Mm.
Like there was no one on the grid.
Well, yeah.
They were able to compete miles with ahead.
Exactly. Where this year, I think, is going to be a lot closer, that expectations are actually quite low. I think they all know where Max is going to finish up, that Checo's like, you know what? I'm going to cruise to P2s, to P3s.
Yeah.
I'm okay. And even
I mean,
his
contract
launch,
is up, no?
Yeah. But he can get another seat. He knows he's not staying in Red Bull.
He brings
so
money
his full
as well,
focus
like,
is, let me just finish on a high, and let me go to another seat.
So I reckon he has to aim for top five. Most races, top five.
Yeah. I think qualifying, he has to start top five with that car.
Yeah.
If he starts anywhere before that, he's going to get into an accident. Always.
If he doesn't, the line will be on him and questions will be asked.
Exactly.
If he's in top five, we won't even talk about
it. But that is an issue. That is, qualifying has always
been
his
issue.
Right?
Yeah, especially last year.
Yeah.
Even the funniest stuff was like the way they introduced them at the launch. I keep bringing this up. It was so funny. They were like, well, three-time champion Max Verstappen, and then they go to Checo Perez, Minister of Defense.
Yeah,
that was it.
Wait, what? He's Minister. Oh.
Mexican
Minister of Defense. I was like, wow, you could have said how many multi.
Wait, hang on, is that
winner?
His official title?
No.
Oh yeah,
my
just
God.
Like, they have nothing else to give him.
Hang on. It's like he actually on his off time to his minister.
Yeah, he is.
He holds the camera. Mexico, can you imagine?
No wonder he's so distracted.
Yeah. What? No, he's not. Okay, cool. The defense. Okay, got it.
Then I think I have Lando.
Yep.
And then I have Lewis. Again, same thing. He has a point to prove. I still think race-wise, he's better than George in races. Qualifying, he's already a hit and miss from last year. So I think he can still finish top five. So that's a good.
And what about because last year we shared our boldest predictions, and I think everyone looked back upon that video that we released as well, and we were all quite wrong. Fevin, what is your boldest prediction?
I think I said it before.
George Russell 3 podiums?
No.
I actually made a bet on Bet99 last year and I lost.
Oh, Lord. How many podiums? One?
No, I put a bet that, so it was crazy. Max had to get 13, and I remember like, this isn't gonna happen.
13 podiums.
Yeah, that's easy. That's easy money. Solid. Easy money. Yeah. Easiest money I've ever had in my life. I did George 3 podiums. I messed that up.
But how many did he get?
No, I think it was 3 wins. I thought he'd actually get a couple of wins.
Oh, because yeah.
And I put money that Lando would get his first win.
That's tough, though. That's tough.
That and I put a bit of money in that as well. So that
this year is his year. Yeah. I would say that
Lando's getting his win this year.
That's your boldest prediction. I like that.
Standard. That's not bold. Oh. I don't think that's bold. Is that bold?
That is
bold. I don't know. I think my boldest...
If people are touting Red Bull to win 24 races...
This is the bold prediction. Visa Red Bull, or whatever it's called, ATM Red Bull.
D-carb.
ATM Red Bull.
They are... I want to say they're going to get a couple of podiums.
Okay.
It's a copy and paste of last year's car.
It is.
Danny and Rick needs to get confidence. Yuki will get up there. I want to say... Okay, the ATM Red Bull, 2 podiums this year. And I'm not saying first 2 or 3, but we're going to get 2 podiums.
I can't with the ATM.
We'll see if that car stays the way it is. There's a big protest coming.
I was going to say, FIA...
Oh, I didn't hear the protest. Wait a second.
No, you're not.
What's the protest? Stop. Wait, too much copy and paste?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of teams
they're supposed
to
operate in complete isolation of each other. Like, no.
But there was a rule around that you could take...
Share components.
That car looks like the RB19.
But how you put it together,
yeah,
you know, has to be... In isolation.
But yeah, bolt goes in a bolt hole, you screw it together. Like.
And also something with...
We did it completely blind. We put goggles on.
And like, something with the side pods that Red Bull announced 2 weeks after, or a week after V-Carb.
Yeah.
And V-Carb has something very similar to what was not announced yet. There's going to be a lot of speculation this
year. It could be cool to see where that car is going to go. Because that's...
I think my bold might be... that Oscar's going to win before Lando.
You already did.
Sprint.
No. Like officially. Don't say that. I've been saying that. But Oscar will probably win a race.
Feature race.
Feature race before Lando.
Lando.
For Lando. And this is my reason why he is in my top 5 very high up. And then maybe if I had to say it a second is I genuinely think Checo's out halfway.
Halfway.
Yeah.
I don't see that. Sorry.
Henny, what do you think? I actually haven't thought of mine yet.
I would say Williams will get a podium.
Ooh, that's a good
bold.
One.
Williams will get a podium. Wait,
okay, which track?
That's even tough. You can't do
that.
Okay, you have to think of long straight.
I would have to see that straight. Car.
Which one? We don't even know. Montreal is not a bad one. Albon did really well last year.
So are we saying Albon or Logan Sargeant? Why are you laughing? He was your driver of the year last year. And now you're skidding?
I'm just going to give the political correct answer and say Williams.
I believe that Logan is still a generational
generational talent, one might say.
He's just a generation before this generation of driver.
He's still warming up.
Do you think Williams have made leaps and bounds over Winter Break?
Yeah, I read something, a deep article, I think it was Pete Windsor or something, some really good journalist that has high hopes that they will finish on a podium in one race. And I was like, you know what? I can see it happening. And he gave some good
details. Didn't someone come out and say that they had great race pace, but when the fuel was added to the car, the aerodynamics were just not playing there. Ball.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's why they only did well on light fuel mode.
Exactly.
Or but a certain setup.
Like this car also looks very different from the last year. Even Albon came out and said, I had to relearn how to drive this car. It's completely new.
Yeah, I kind of like that aspect.
So not a good year for Logan coming up.
I don't know. We'll see. He probably did a lot of... sim racing or sim training.
I hope so.
No, but again, it's like kind of Checo. The expectation set for Logan now. He doesn't have to prove that he's like this brand new talent that has to perform.
Yeah, that's
true. He just has to finish a race. I even think if he okay, I meant that in a good way. I meant that in a nice way. Don't take that out of context.
We're trying to interview these people and y'all just roasting them so hard.
You took that out of context. I meant that.
We'll take that out
of my heart.
Well, when you see Logan, I hope you apologize.
Yeah, and I will. And
I'm
going to
show him the clip. Yeah. All you got to do is just finish a race.
So make it Will Buxton. Yeah. All you have to do is finish
a race.
The race.
Yeah, I feel like the more I try and justify this, the more you're going to take it out of context.
My boldest prediction is that Alonso will win a race.
That's not bold.
What?
That's not bold.
How is that not bold?
That's the safest play in the world.
Yeah.
Alonso will win a race in an Aston Martin.
Try again.
I was actually almost going to put him in P5.
No.
None of us have him in our top five.
No.
Yeah. I was going to put him in
P5. Aston Martin will not be reliable. Are you joking?
So you do think it's a bold prediction then?
As in like...
I think he'll get a podium. I don't think that's bold. Williams getting a...
No, he'll win a race.
Oh,
sorry, win a race. Yeah,
I said win a race.
Yeah, that's
That's
come
crazy.
On now. I'm like, what?
Sorry, my brain.
Okay, in the first four races of last year, we weren't saying that'd be bold.
Oh, no.
No,
but it's gone down.
A decent car.
Yeah, to be fair, it's a decent car, but it's also a competitive grid now more than ever.
Decent car for like fourth, fifth, not like decent car for a win. First.
All you need is an accident in that first turn. At any track. And
I would love to see him defend, though, that first place against the Red Bull charging down in like the final 10 laps.
And I honestly think him or Lewis is the only people on the track that can defend on Max.
And properly.
Yeah.
But no one else has really the experience on Max.
I mean, look at Lando. He's like, all right, I'm just going to move out of the way.
But he came up afterwards and he's like, the strategy is like he wanted to finish the race, not burn out his tires. He's playing the long
game. But you
also
have to think where the points were at that point in the season for the team.
Correct.
For the Constructor Championship, right? So like, there's like, it's a calculated risk. You're like, P2 is better or P3 is better than DQ, like, you know, DNF.
Even when Charles was fighting Max, there was some good battles there with the DRS overtakes, but it wasn't his elbows out. And Lewis and Max was by far the most aggressive overtaking. Yeah. And Alonso is no shy to that either. So throw him in the mix as well, be brilliant.
He'll just
you got to love that Charles does not defend well. Like, doesn't defend as aggressively, my bet. He defends well, but he doesn't defend as aggressively with Max. But then you put Checo behind him, and the guy's like, I got this. Yeah. Let's go.
My arch enemy. Yeah.
And that Vegas overtake is hands down top three for me of last year.
Beautiful. That was brilliant. Yeah. That was absolutely brilliant.
Final lap two.
Yeah. No, that was poetic.
I've never enjoyed racing more my entire life. That and the 2021, Brazil, or the between Checo, Charles, and Lewis Hamilton when they were...
Silverstone.
It was Silverstone, 2021?
2022.
Through Ghost Hamilton.
Oh, yes.
That was brilliant.
Those two will forever live in my head.
That and Checo and Alonso in Brazil.
Yeah. Yes.
That.
Yeah, Brazil was,
.003 difference when they crossed the line?
That was...
Brazil racing always brings out. Brazil is such a great track.
This year we have China back in the rotation as well, which is exciting. Madrid, by the way, got announced. For 2025.
Street circuit?
Yeah. Street circuit.
How do we feel about this?
Enough.
I think so.
They're not my favorite.
And we're losing. We've lost France, which was a racetrack.
Yeah, but that was not great.
Okay, it wasn't the greatest, but I'm just saying racetracks right now. Where is Spa in the mix of things? Are we still...
Renewed.
For how many years, though?
2030.
Oh, so we're good.
Yeah, we're good for Spa. Here is actually something interesting, though. When we were interviewing people, we asked about Barcelona, and somebody very prominent in the paddock did tell us that he feels like Barcelona might actually continue to go forward even with Madrid, because they're still building things within Barcelona. Like, within the track, they've built a bridge from the main facility looking at turn one all the way to the back straight, which is pretty cool. So if we could keep Barcelona, I think that'd be nice, because I like that
track. That's a great track.
I agree.
Yeah,
that's another full on track. We don't need another street track.
No, not for the street tracks, because there's no line choice in street tracks. No. It's a DRS chicken, like
DRS chicken show.
Nah, you know what I'm trying to say.
What is in this?
Okay. My boy is coming out
absolutely sober. Like, we drove here.
I love it.
Awesome.
Season two. Any final thoughts here? I mean, we released our merch finally.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think everyone's wearing something, right?
Yeah.
There's gonna be even more designs, cool designs, some city inspirations.
Yeah. I'm so excited for this season, honestly, guys.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be fantastic. Yeah. We've already recorded a bunch of episodes. Check out the merch, guys, if you haven't already. Even if you don't buy anything, we put a lot of time and effort into designing these items. So check them out. Give us some feedback. Hope you enjoy this preseason testing that is about to follow. And we'll see you guys after the Bahrain Grand Prix.
Yeah.